Organisers from the Transport Ministry wrote Safer to Department, in cooperation with Czech and German police, launched a one-day campaign in North Bohemia on Tuesday, monitoring drivers on the D8 motorway. Police stopped motorists and truckers most often for failure to use their seatbelts. But instead of automatically handing them fines, police offered them a choice: pay up or take a spin on a crash simulator instead. Jan Wellinger has the details.
On Tuesday, police along the D8 highway in the Uski region stopped more than 60 truckers and motorists, but did not hand out a single ticket. Instead, they offered drivers an unusual option. Pay 2,000 crowns, the maximum fine for failing to use one's seatbelt, for example, or try out one or two crash tests. One simulated a car's impact at 30 kilometers an hour, another a car flipping onto its roof. Not surprisingly, all those caught by the police selected the second option rather than having to pay. And Regional Road Safety Coordinator Jan Pechot says many came away wiser for having taken the test.
Today, almost 100% of car drivers use their seatbelts, but with truckers, the situation is only around 80%. Many argue that they drive a big vehicle and that nothing will happen to them. But then we remind them what's it like to crash head-on. After taking the impact test on Tuesday, many were surprised. Afterwards, we overheard them on Channel 10 on their CBs. Under normal circumstances, they would have been complaining in colorful language that they'd been stopped by the cops. But on Tuesday, many discussed what it was like to take the impact test.
According to Jan Pechot, most motorists and truckers taking the test were unable to guess how fast they were going, and a good many were caught off guard by the jolt of impact, even though they'd been advised and knew ahead what to expect. The safety coordinator for BESIP says, in short, the test is very effective in getting a simple message across. The biggest eye-opener for drivers was how crashing at just 30 kilometers felt.
For most, the jolt was shocking and enough. If you weigh 80 kilos during the test for a tiny moment, half a second, the G-forces go up rapidly, multiplying mass many times over to around 3,000 kilos. If you crashed at 50 kilometers per hour, the impact would be 7 tons. So it gave them a good idea of what happens when you don't use your seatbelt and how easily it can prove fatal. Afterwards, most of those we spoke to thought the test simulated a crash at 80 or 100 kilometers per hour. They were surprised when we told them it was just 30.
Tuesday's campaign, called the somewhat humorous Pokuta nebo Bumbats, a fine or BAM, was the second in a row and will return on the D8 again next year. Officials from other regions witnessing its effectiveness on site are now considering their own campaigns.
Thank you, Jan Wellinger, for that report. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio.